So we're speaking to Spiwa Spear. She is an educational psychologist, Spiwa. Good morning, and thank you for taking the time to speak to us this morning. We're talking about these numbers that were presented to us. That's the 7,426 of our children that were treated for suicide attempts in a country within a space of 8 months. Question is, what can we do as Batali to create a space where bantwana bethu they feel comfortable enough to speak to us about anything?
Good morning, Sisi. Yes, no, it's really, really concerning. And every time we talk about attempts at suicide, we can't look at it in isolation without considering the cause factors, which most of the time it could be depression. So depression can actually happen, and it can be triggered by many things, such as maybe bullying at school as well. Mm-hmm. It could be problems at home. It could be academic problems as well. So for parents to be able to support their children, they need to open an open line of communication whereby they let them know that it is okay, you know, to talk about your struggles. It's okay to feel sometimes down and not to feel well. You can't be feeling happy all the time. And also ask, how can I help? How can I make this better? I think as society, we need to move away from the old slogan of children are not to be seen, not heard. Because right now, the society has changed. There's a lot of factors like social media, and children get under so much pressure as they are having so many things and so many expectations that they need to live up to. So their struggle is really real. So parents need to be able to be observant as well to change if they so that they can see some changes. If umntwana sakala kuba reserved, withdrawing, now they are spending more time alone, they are moody, they don't want to talk, they maybe sleep a lot or they don't sleep at all. They change in appetite. Either the child is eating a lot or is not eating anymore. And the teachers are complaining that the child is no longer performing well. That usually are symptoms of depression that says the child is not okay. Something emotionally is not okay. So parents need to be aware of that and pick up on those early signs so they can try to open their open line of communication. If it doesn't work, that's when they can come to us, you know, people like us, to seek professional help from there.
Yeah. You know, Sispio, reality is that as Batali, we don't really have a lot of time. I'll make an example with myself. Faneleng pumelti ngabo 5 and I come back home after 5. So how do we make sure that the moments we have with bantwana bethu, they count?
Yeah, that's a tricky one because we're all busy and parents are working and we understand that they need to work. So I usually say maybe there should be a check-in once a week. Yeah. At most, whereby you can create, even if it's about 30 minutes, you know, a family can maybe come up with different games, such as a board game, where they can just play with the kids and just talk and ask, how has your week been? You know, how are you doing? How is school going? Do you have friends? Do you have any difficulties? You know, so I think just that 30 minutes a week to just fully be present can really, really help a lot.
Perfect. This is Spiwa Spear. She is an educational psychologist. Sis, how do people get in touch with you? For instance, if mhlambe they want a session with you with their children or their family?
They can call us at 071-255-6218. We are at Akeso Clinic next to Kiaten Now Spritz. The number is also on WhatsApp. They can WhatsApp us as well.
Perfect. Sis Spiwa, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you so much, Sisi. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, hey. You know when she said, take that moment to play games with your children. I shame. I felt guilty because sometimes they would come. Like, she likes to play cards. Mama, can we play cards? And I'm like, I'm tired. You know, but you can see the disappointment ebusweni. So I too need to do better. We'll have our brother one.